अभागिर्वरधारी गोपी जनवल्लभागिर्वरधारी यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन शोद यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन शोदनन्द जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय गिरी गोवर्धन गिरी गोवर्धन, जय गिरी गोवर्धन गिरी गोवर्धन। जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, जय जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रियराजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिनांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रियराजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोसाई महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। Hare Krishna. So we would like to welcome all the devotees for today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are continuing our discussion from the fourth canto, 28th chapter, which is entitled Puranjana Becomes a Woman in the Next Life. So we will take verses from 28 onwards. Before we start, let us offer some prayers, seeking, begging blessings. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate वासुदेवाय। जय श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी भगवान की जय। श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की जय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तेर भवति नैष्टकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपा कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो वी हैव टेक्स्ट नंबर 28 फ्रॉम दिस चैप्टर ऑन द बोर्ड, सो वी विल रिसाइट दैट। ताम एव मनस घृणन बभूह प्रमदोत्तम अनंतरम विदर्भस्य राजा सिंहस्य वेश्मानी तामेव मनसा घृणन् भवुवा प्रमदोत्तमा अनन्तरं विदर्भस्य राजा सिंहस्य वेश्मनि तामेव मनसा घृणन् बभूवा प्रमदोत्तमा अनन्तरं विदर्भस्य राजा सिंहस्य वेश्मनि तामेव मनसा घृणन् बभूवा प्रमदोत्तमा अनन्तरं विदर्भस्य राजा सिंहस्य वेश्मनि तामेव मनसा घृणन् भूव प्रमदोत्तम अनन्तरं विदर्भस्य राजा सिंहस्य वेश तामेव मनसा घृणन् भूव प्रमदोत्तम अनन्तरं विदर्भस्य राजा सिंहस्य वेश्मनि तामेव मनसा घृणन् बभूव प्रमदोत्तमा अनन्तरं विदर्भस्य राजा सिंहस्य वेश्मनि माताजी तामेव मनसा घृणन् बभूव प्रमदोत्तमा अनन्तरं विदर्भस्य राजसिंहस्य वेश्मनि सो विल हैव वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन ताम हर एव सर्टेनली मनसा बाय द माइंड Grinan, accepting, Bhabhuva, became, Pramada, woman, Uttama, highly situated, Anantaram, after death, Vidarbhasya, of Vidarbha, Rajasimhasya, of the most powerful king, Veshmani, at the house. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Translation. King Purinjan gave up his body while remembering his wife, and consequently in his next life he became a very beautiful and well-situated woman. He took his next birth as the daughter of King Vidarbha in the very house of the king. Purport. Since King Puranjan thought of his wife at the time of death, he attained the body of woman in his next life. This verifies the following verse in Bhagavad Gita, 8th chapter, 6th text. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajantyanta kalevaram tam tam evaiti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavita. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. When a living entity is accustomed to think of a particular subject matter or become absorbed in a certain type of thought, he will think of that subject at the time of death. At the time of death, one will think of the subject that has occupied his life while he was awake. Lightly sleeping or dreaming or while he was deeply sleeping. After falling from the association of Supreme Lord, the living entity thus transmigrates from one bodily form to another according to the nature's course until he finally attains the human form. If he is absorbed in material thoughts and ignorant of spiritual life, and if he does not take shelter under the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Govinda, who solves all questions of birth and death, he will become a woman in the next life, especially if he thinks of his wife. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 31st chapter, 1st verse, Karmana Deva Netrena. A living entity acts piously and impiously, and sometimes in both ways. All actions are taken into account, and the living entity is offered a new body by the superiors. Although King Puranjan was overly attached to his wife, he nonetheless performed many pious fruitive activities. Consequently, although he took the form of a woman, he was given a chance to be the daughter of a powerful king. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter, 41st verse, Prapya punya kritam lokan ushitva shashvate sama shuchinam shrimatam gehe yoga bhrashta bhijayate. The unsuccessful yogi, after many, many years of enjoyment on the planets of pious living entities, is born into a family of righteous people or onto the family of rich aristocracy. If a person falls from the path of bhakti yoga, God realization, due to attachment to fruitive activity, philosophical speculation, or mystic yoga, he is given a chance to take birth in a high and rich family. The higher authorities appointed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead thus render justice to living entity according to living entity's desire. Although King Puranjan was overly absorbed in thoughts of his wife and thus became a woman, he took birth in the family of a king due to his previous pious activities. The conclusion is that all our activities are taken into consideration before we are awarded another body. Narad Muni therefore advised Vyasdev that one should take to Krishna consciousness devotional service and abandon all ordinary occupational duties. This advice was also given by Lord Krishna himself. Although a devotee may fall from the path of spiritual consciousness, he will nonetheless attain a human body in the home of a devotee or rich man. In this way, one can resume his devotional service. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakhaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shiradha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Shiradhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhescha Kripa Sindhu Be Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gora Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, we are reading from this section of Narad Muni giving instructions to Prachini Bharishat through the medium of an allegorical story. So, last few chapters are dedicated to this allegorical story, and we are coming to kind of conclusion of this story where this Puranjan, who has been allegorically described as a king, he is giving up his body, and what is his next destination? Being attached to his wife. So that is mentioned, and then there are a few more verses which are also like I have been requested to take. So I'll read the translation for these verses till text number 32. So 28th verse translation again. King Puranjan gave up his body while remembering his wife, and consequently in his next life he became a very beautiful and well-situated woman. So Puranjan, after giving up life, has taken up a body of a woman because he was very attached to his wife. He took his next birth as the daughter of King Vidarbha in the very house of the king. So he's become a king's daughter. Text number 29. It was fixed that Vaidarbhi, the daughter of King Vidarbha, was to be married to a very powerful man, Maledhwaj, an inhabitant of Pandut country. After conquering other princes, he married the daughter of King Vidarbha. Text number 30. King Maledhwaj fathered one daughter who had very black eyes. So it's mentioned in 30th verse, Ashitekshanam. So this daughter is Ashitekshanam, very beautiful black eyes. He also had 7 sons who later became rulers of that tract of land known as Dravida. Thus there were 7 kings in that land. Text number 31. My dear King Prachini Bharishat, the sons of Maledhwaj gave birth to many thousands and thousands of sons, and all of these have been protecting the entire world up to the end of one Manu's lifespan and even afterward. Text number 32. The great sage named Agatsya married the firstborn daughter of Maledhwaj and the avowed devotee of Lord Krishna. After her, one son was born whose name was Dridachyuta, and from him another son was born whose name was Idmavaha. So like that, how Puranjan becomes Vaidarbhi, and Vaidarbhi marries a very powerful king named Maledhwaj, and these two personalities, they had subsequent children. So very beautiful daughter who has black eyes and 7 sons. And then further they had more children. Their daughter was married to Agastya Muni. Agastya, not Agastya Muni, but Agastya personality. And then they also had children named Dridachyuta and Idvamaha. So if we just... So this is the setting where this discussion is happening, where Narad Muni is speaking to Prachini Bharishat and concluding on this particular allegorical story. There are still further descriptions of what happens afterwards. But in this particular set of verses, it's mentioned that how Puranjana was attached to wife, and therefore he gets a body of a woman in the next life. So Prabhupada in the purport, as we saw, is highlighting the importance of the life. Prabhupada says in this, there's one particular line he says, at the time of death, one will think of the subject that has occupied his life while he was awake, lightly sleeping or dreaming. So throughout, whether one is in awake state, whether one is fully conscious, one is semi-conscious, or one is in deep sleep, all three states of consciousness, whatever thought process, whatever inclinations, whatever desires one has, that kind of body or that kind of destination one will achieve after death. So it's not just mere physical remembrance, but it has to be subconsciously meditated upon or desired for, because it has an effect. Obviously, it starts step by step. So one, if one does on a physical platform, then subconsciously also it will penetrate. So that's how it goes. But still, one, like when we say there is something called as when we are chanting the holy names of the Lord, who are non-different from the Lord himself. So we chant initially because we have been told. And in that method, following the authority, following the instructions of spiritual master, the Shiksha Guru, etc., we chant the holy names. But after some time, it may become mechanical. So then we have to, in the association of devotees, after hearing regularly on the importance of chanting and building a relationship with the Lord, we have to actually start putting our emotions, investing our emotions, our heart into that chanting. And then slowly, slowly, subconsciously we'll become attached to the Lord. So unless it comes down to that subconscious platform, as Prabhupada is saying, it will not actually create an inner desire to have that relationship with the Lord, and therefore will not help us reach our destination in future. So that is being highlighted. So Prabhupada is dedicating this purport to this aspect, that whatever state of consciousness we have in our life, throughout our life, will determine our destination at the time of death. And it has to be deeply ingrained in our heart. It does not have to be just superficial. We may start with superficial or external attempt, but it has to actually go deep down in our heart as an earnest desire to have that relationship, to have that remembrance of the Lord. Then only it will translate into our future destination or having a eternal relationship re-established with the Lord. And then Prabhupada is quoting this, because she gets born in the family of a king. So he's saying that how Shuchinam Shrimatam Gehe Yoga Bhrashta Bijayate, that it's not that just one aspect, what you remember at the time of death, that only determines your next destination. But it's a very, whatever kind of pious and impious activities one has performed throughout his life, in totality will give the next destination. So it's not just one aspect. So similarly, so Prabhupada is quoting this verse from third canto also, Karmana Deva Netrena, that how the principles of Deva are perfectly accomplishing whatever the living entity has done throughout his life. Then in the text number 29, where daughter of King Vidarbha is married to Malayadhvaj. So because it's an allegorical story, so what this Malayadhvaj, who this Malayadhvaj represents, who is the daughter? He comes from Pandu country. So what this Pandya dynasty represents? So Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport. So he's saying Malay Dhwaj. Malay is referring to the Malay mountains. So Malay means who is very, he's like a mountain. He's very fixed like a mountain. Malay Dhwaj. He's fixed on a mountain. He's fixed like a mountain. So Prabhupada is saying that Malay Dhwaj was both a powerful king and a great devotee. And therefore, he fulfilled all the requirements. So, this woman, Vedarbhi, is married to a very great devotee of the Lord, who is very stable, he is fixed, he is determined in his consciousness to serve the Lord, like Malay mountain. So, therefore, his name is Malayadhvaj. And he is coming from Pandya, Para Puranjaya, it's mentioned in the verse. So, Prabhupada is saying Pandya comes from the word Panda, meaning knowledge. Unless one's highly learned, he cannot conquer non-devotional conceptions. So because Malayadhwaj is coming from Pandya dynasty, means which is full of knowledge, devotional knowledge, which can conquer the atheistic non-devotional arguments, philosophies, and Parapura. Next is mentioned Parapuranjaya. So Parapuranjaya means, Prabhupada is saying, Vaikunta, Parapura. That place, Pura means city, that place which is beyond this material realm, Parapura. So that is referring to the Vaikunta planet. So one who is determined, is steadfast in his devotional practice, like Malayadhwaj, and is belonging to Pandu country, Pandya dynasty, that means full of spiritual knowledge, he, with his determination, can deliver himself to or conquer the spiritual planets, and he can make others also conquer the spiritual planets. So that is the aspect which Prabhupada is mentioning in text number 29th purport. In 30th purport, Malayadhwaj and Vedarbhi, they beget one daughter, and it's mentioned tasyam sa janayam chakra atmajam ashitekshanam atmajam. So this daughter is ashitekshanam, very beautiful black eyes. So this daughter represents bhakti, and bhakti has black eyes. So figuratively Prabhupada says this means that the daughter of King Malayadhwaj was also bestowed with devotional service because her eyes are very black. Black means they were always fixed on Krishna. So when Krishna is black, and because the eyes are fixed on Krishna, therefore she has black eyes. So bhakti has black eyes, ashitekshana. So therefore she is constantly meditating, fixing her consciousness on Krishna, and therefore she is black-eyed one, ashitekshana. And there are seven sons which are also born. So who are these seven sons? So seven sons represent, there are nine limbs of devotional service. So the seven represents the first seven limbs of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Dasyam. So these seven, Vandanam, so leaving aside Sakhyam and Atmanivedanam. So Prabhupada, quoting previous Acharyas, is mentioning that Sakhyam and Atmanivedanam are at very higher stages when one comes to platform of Raganuga Bhakti. The first seven are at the platform of Vedi Bhakti. So these seven, starting from Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Vandanam, Archanam, Dasyam, they can be done at the Vedi platform. So these seven sons are also born with bhakti, which will make the connection with Krishna very, very deep. So that is what Prabhupada is mentioning in this. Prabhupada in the end of the purport says, if one can successfully execute the preliminary seven items, he can in the future be situated on the platform of Sakhyam and Atmanivedanam. So if one is very steadfast in his practice of the seven devotional limbs, then ultimately he will also develop the deep connection of Sakhyam and Atmanivedanam. Then in text number 31st, where it's mentioned that these the sons of Malayadhwaj, the seven sons, they gave birth to many thousands and thousands of children, it's mentioned. So, actually Prabhupada writes very, very important and beautiful point in this, that this and the next purport. So Prabhupada says, so what it means is when these seven principles are applied, the devotional ecstasy, the devotional it permeates the whole existence, and it gives rise to various ways in which one wants to serve the Lord. So very, Prabhupada writes a very beautiful purport, which is highlighting one paragraph in this purport, text number 31, which is highlighting how one should see differences of opinion in Vaishnava circles, which is always there. मतलब वी कम अक्रॉस दिस ऑन अ डे टू डे बेसिस, इवन दो वी आर टुगेदर एज वैष्णवास, बट देर इज ऑलवेज डिफरेंट वेज और डिफरेंट ओपिनियंस ऑन हाउ वी कैन वर्शिप द लॉर्ड, हाउ वी कैन सर्व द लॉर्ड. सो प्रभुपाद राइट्स, अमंग वैष्णवास देर मे बी सम डिफरेंसेज ऑफ ओपिनियन ड्यू टू एवरी वंस पर्सनल आइडेंटिटी, बट डिस्पाइट ऑल पर्सनल डिफरेंसेज द कल्ट ऑफ कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस मस्ट गो ऑन. वी सी दैट अंडर द इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑफ श्रील भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर, श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज बिगैन प्रीचिंग द कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस मूवमेंट इन एन ऑर्गेनाइज वे विद इन द पास्ट 100 years. द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज आर ऑल गॉड ब्रदर्स, एंड ऑल्दो देर आर सम डिफरेंसेज ऑफ ओपिनियन एंड ऑल्दो वी आर नॉट एक्टिंग कंजॉइंटली, एवरी वन ऑफ अस इज स्प्रेडिंग दिस कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस मूवमेंट अकॉर्डिंग टू हिज ओन कैपेसिटी एंड प्रोड्यूसिंग मेनी डिसाइपल्स टू स्प्रेड इट ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड. सो दिट शोज द मूड ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद ऑल्सो. आई फेल्ट that he is respecting and even giving credit to all his god brothers, even though they are not working conjointly, but in their own ways they are working to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. So whatever the difference of opinion may be in respect of how to spread the movement, how to preach, how to spread the glories of the Lord, one should not lose respect for other Vaishnavas. And that is what makes a Vaishnava very, very beautiful in the eyes of the Lord. So what makes the Vaishnava very beautiful or very, very Lord wants to serve his devotee is that he is able to see this aspect, this principle of unity in diversity. Because there are always... Because every individual is unique and has a unique way in which he can serve Krishna, he can please Krishna, he can have an attraction for Krishna. And that another Vaishnav is able to appreciate, even though it may not fall in line with how he sees that service should be done. Because he may have different nature or different attraction towards Krishna. And sometimes it may be totally opposite also, which may seem like very contradictory. How can you serve Krishna in this way? Because it sounds totally against how I perceive things or how I perceive things should be done. But Prabhupada, actually it shows the heart of Prabhupada in this particular purport, that how if we also can maintain such kind of mood in our devotional practice, of seeing this principle of appreciating Vaishnavas, even though there may be a total disagreement of how to serve Krishna, but respecting the fact that he is also trying to please Krishna. He is also trying to serve Krishna to the best of his capability or the best of what he, his attraction for Krishna or his relationship with Krishna. And appreciating, Prabhupada is saying, they are also making thousands and thousands of disciples. And that is spreading the glories of the Lord. So the principle should be appreciating how the glories of the Lord are being spread in various ways, which actually shows how Lord is complete, his absolute truth, is complete. In so many facets, the Lord can be served. In so many ways, the Lord can be appreciated. In multifarious ways, the glories of the Lord can be discussed, appreciated, served, propagated, etc. And then Prabhupada in the purport is saying that how we, from our side, Prabhupada is saying himself, that we have started this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and we are also trying. And a lot of Europeans and Americans are getting attracted and joining this movement. And we are doing it this way. Appreciating that it is being done by everyone. And this is our humble attempt to serve. So it's not that this is the only way. But this is the way which we are trying. And the others are also doing it. So appreciating that and our attempt also. So that shows the beauty of the heart of a Vaishnava. He is Saragrahi. He can actually see what is the essence. And then not just having that aspect, Prabhupada then moves ahead in the next purport, and then he says, not even just Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Wherever there are Vaishnavas, so he's quoting these four sampradayas, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka. So we should rather than focus on the differences in the next paragraph of the purport, Prabhupada is saying we should appreciate that wherever the true glories of the Lord have been spread in an authentic way, in a parampara way, we should appreciate rather than criticizing or focusing on the differences. We should see how the glories of the Lord are being spread in a very, very mature and authentic way, which is very nice. So this also Prabhupada is saying in the purport. So I thought this was the highlight of the whole section where Prabhupada is emphasizing on the importance of this aspect of seeing unity in diversity, how being Saragrahi. So we can learn this aspect, and if we can appreciate that in our lives, and we can then make tremendous spiritual progress, which will please Guru, which will please the Vaishnavas, and which will please the Supreme Lord in the ultimate sense. And then Agastya and etc. etc. are mentioned in the next verse also. So today, actually, a lot of time went in this discussion, but I felt this was very important aspect. So today being the most auspicious festival of Govardhan Puja, where Lord is inaugurating the worship of a hill. So I was just reading something from His Holiness Sachinandan Swami Maharaj. So he was mentioning in Vrindavan, three things are prominently still visible or are still present, which highlight its glory, or they are like the inseparable aspects of Vrindavan. So he was saying one is the Yamuna Ji, second is Govardhan Hill, and third is the dust of Vrindavan. So these three aspects are the most important or benevolent aspects in Vrindavan Dham. And today we can discuss in very brief the importance of Srila Govardhan, Shri Giriraj Maharaj, how he is non-different from Krishna, and he's also Haridasavarya. He's the best of servants of Krishna. So in that mood, so I think many devotees were present for the Vrindavan Vidyapeeth, and Damodar Prabhu described very beautifully Das Abhiman, which is present. Even Advaita Acharya, who is Vishnu himself, but he is having this Das Abhiman. So even Balram Ji, he's an immediate expansion of Lord Krishna, but he's also a servitor, Godhead, where he's having this mood of serving the Lord in all different respects. He becomes the paraphernalia for the Lord, he becomes the bed for the Lord, and all the various ways in Lord is spiritual, he expands into the spiritual world, etc. So in the same mood, Srila Giriraj Maharaj is Lord personally expands as Giriraj Maharaj, but he is having this Das Abhiman, and that's why he is given this upadhi of being Haridasavarya, the best of servants of Lord Hari. So I was just reading or hearing one lecture of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj long time back. So he on this Govardhan Puja, and he mentioned this episode from his, when he was in Vrindavan, when he entered Vrindavan in 1970s, and he said, when I entered, I met this sadhu, and he says that you have come to Vrindavan, and people say we are crazy, and if you stay here, then you will also become crazy for Krishna. So Maharaj was mentioning that that is the prayer we can do to Sri Giriraj Maharaj. on this day, that we will also develop such love for Lord and love for His devotional principles and Prabhupada, that we can become immersed in this devotional service to the Lord. So with that prayer, we can discuss a little bit about Sri Govardhan pastime. So this pastime happens after the Diwali festival, where Lord Krishna, he's about 7 years old when this pastime takes place. And he, in the morning after Diwali day, he sees that Nanda Maharaj is preparing such a grand festival, a grand preparation to commemorate something. So he goes and approaches Nanda Maharaj and says, "There is so much paraphernalia, there is so much food items. What are you about to do? And what is this festivities all about?" And Lord Krishna is saying that anything we do, there has to be purpose. One should know what is the purpose, who are we trying to please, what is the reason for doing that activity. Then only one gets the full benefit. Otherwise, if we just do it as a ritualistic sake, then one may not attain the full benefit. And furthermore, I am your own son, I am your relative, I am from your own family, and you should not hide anything from your own family member, your son. So you should tell me in detail what you are about to accomplish. So then Nanda Maharaj, being very much pleased by the beautiful words of Krishna, who is actually attracting everyone in Vrindavan by his words, by his actions, by his beauty. So he starts describing that we are cowherd men, we are from Vaishya community, and we are depending on rains, because the two main actions of Vaishya community are to produce grains and to take care of cows. So being Vaishya, so rains will produce grains, and the cows also subsists on grains, and then they give milk. So therefore, to express our gratitude, this is our like festival or an occasion to express our gratitude to Indra. And this has been going on for many centuries. This is like taking place. So then Lord Krishna, he interrupts and he starts speaking that actually he starts speaking kind of atheistic philosophy, which is karma mimamsa, saying that why there is need of God if one does some good action, then laws of karma are bound, matlab you are bound to get good reactions. So if we are doing any good, if we keep on doing good work, then automatically we will get good results, we will get good rain. So what is the need of worshipping Indra? We don't need to worship Indra separately for that. On the contrary, Lord Krishna says that we should worship Govardhan, because he is supplying us all the necessary paraphernalia for subsisting our cows, the water, beautiful waterfalls, green grasses, and he is sustaining us in all respects. That verse also is there from 10th canto. Hantaya madrirabala haridasa varyo yad rama krishna charana sparsha pramoda manam tanoti sa goganayostayoryat paniya suya vasakandar kandamule. So in that verse, the gopis are glorifying why Geshi Giriraj is Haridasa Varya. Because he is serving not just Hari, he is actually being constantly touched by the feet of Ram and Krishna, Balramji and Krishna, and Pramoda. He's become very jubilant getting that touch. But he's not just satisfied with that, he is constantly engaged in serving the devotees of the Lord. Who are they? The cows, the gopas, by providing them fresh grasses, by providing them clean, nourishing water, by providing them fruits, roots, etc. Places where they can play, places where they can have beautiful pastimes. And he is fully satisfying the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Therefore, he is Haridasa Varya, the best of the servants of Lord Krishna. In Bhagavatam, three devotees are mentioned as Haridasa. Yudhishthir Maharaj, then Uddhav Ji, and then Shri Govardhan himself. But Govardhan Ji is mentioned as Haridasa Varya, the best of servants of Lord Hari. So in that mood, Lord Krishna is also telling that he is actually providing us everything, so we should worship him instead of Indra. So Nand Maharaj says, okay, no problem. We will use this paraphernalia and worship Indra, and we'll perform another festival for Govardhan Ji. But Lord Krishna says, no, when you have already arranged such grand arrangements, why waste time, why waste energy? We'll use this paraphernalia only to worship Shri Giriraj Maharaj. So for Vrajvasis, Maharaj was pointing out, for them, it's not the logic which Lord Krishna gives which makes them accept the proposal. It's just for them, pleasing Krishna, satisfying Krishna is their life and soul. So just because Lord Krishna is proposing this, so because of their love for him, they just do it. Even though they fear that, oh, Indra may get upset, but serving and worshipping or pleasing Krishna is above all other considerations for the Vrajvasis. So in that mood, and then Lord Krishna also gives the whole detailed worship plan. What is the worship plan? The deity manual or the worship of this festival he gives, where you should worship the Brahmanas, then all worship the cows, then all should circumambulate Govardhan Hill. So all the cows, the Brahmanas, the Vrajvasis, etc. And then beautiful hills of mountains of bhoga should be prepared and offered to Shri Giriraj. And he should be satisfied. And in that way, and after that, the prasad should be distributed for everyone, starting with Brahmanas, etc., even down to the animals, the dogs, etc., and the chandalas. Everyone should be fully satisfied. So in that mood, Lord tells, and then they start falling as per the instructions or direction of Lord Krishna. And a beautiful festival is organized. And the Lord Krishna wants to glorify Shri Govardhan Maharaj, and at the same time he also wants to help his another devotee, Indra, because he is filled with pride that I deserve this. This is mine. This worship belongs to me. I deserve it. And Lord can see, and to bring him out of this pride, which will, as it's mentioned, pride comes before the fall. So Lord instigates Indra by stopping his sacrifice, and after the whole event where the whole Vrajvasis perform this worship, Indra is furious and he says, Balisha, what is this childish boy, talkative boy? And just hearing this talkative voice of this boy Krishna, they've stopped my worship. So he sends Samvartaka clouds and those winds, and he himself comes on his Airavat and starts creating a great, like the waters of devastation which are there at the time of dissolution, to create such havoc. But all the Vrajvasis, another aspect is, as soon as there is some danger, when in other times the Vrajvasis think Krishna is dependent on us, he is our child, he is our friend, he is our lover, and we need to take care of him. He is dependent on us, on our love, our care. But as soon as there is some danger, their immediate reaction is also to come and take shelter of Krishna. So that is the beauty of the Vrajvasis. And they run and take shelter. But they don't say, "Arey, Krishna, because of you only this happened. We told you not to do this." They are not kind of accusing Krishna, but they wholeheartedly take shelter of Krishna, and then Krishna runs, it's mentioned, and just goes beneath Govardhan Hill, and he lifts up Govardhan Hill, and he calls all the Vrajvasis to come and reside within Govardhan Hill. And as we have seen, that all the Vrajvasis had the desire to be in constant association of Krishna, but it could not be fulfilled, because different devotees will have different times of the day when Krishna will give his association. But during this Govardhan Leela, for 7 days, 7 nights, nobody felt thirsty, hungry, sleepy. They were constantly within the Govardhan Hill and just having beautiful darshan of Sri Krishna. And everyone was fully satisfied that they are in constant touch with Krishna without having any moment to go away from Krishna. So Lord reciprocated with their desire also. And we know Sudarshan Chakra was there, Sheshnag was there for evaporating the water, for the water not to enter, etc. And in that way, for 7 days, 7 nights, Lord fulfilled and he broke the pride of Indra, who understood after 7 days, oh, where he is going wrong. He called back the clouds, etc. And everything went okay. And Lord asked the Vrajvasis to go back to their homes. He put down the Govardhan Hill in his original spot. And then, in a secluded place, after that event, Indra comes and begs forgiveness. So Lord also gave that aspect, that he did not want to humiliate him further, so he took him to a secluded place so that he can beg forgiveness and make him realize what his mistake was. So the Surbhi cows also come from the higher realm, and they did Abhishek for Lord with the milk of Surbhi cows, the water of heavenly Ganga from the trunk of Airavat, and the Govind Kund is formed, etc. And Lord is commemorated as Govind, the protector of the cows. And in that way, this whole worship, the whole festival is organized. So Maharaj was beautifully pointing out that in our heart, there is a mountain, a hill of pride. And if we take shelter of Krishna, he can lift that mountain of pride. Otherwise, it's like a mountain. It's very difficult. It's like we are getting succumb to its pressures, and then we start showing our envy or showing our pride in front of others through our actions, through our words, through etc., etc. But if one takes shelter of Krishna, then Krishna can actually lift that mountain of pride and make us free from that. So this Govardhan Puja festival is an event where we can actually pray to Shri Giriraj Maharaj, to Lord Krishna, that they can actually empower us to be situated in this aspect of being a servant of the servant or servant of the Lord. And we should not become proud that I am of some, you know, great person or something, and serve in that mood of being servant or servant or servant. Hare Krishna. So we can end by offering this prayer Sachindan Maharaj was mentioning, which we sing in front of Giriraji every day. Namaste Girirajaya Shri Govardhana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Daine. Jai Shri Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.